Salt Lake City Democratic Senator Ben McAdams amended House Bill 104 on Tuesday to allow anti-idling ordinances to be enforced on both public and private property. But businesses could avoid enforcement by adopting an anti-idling education policy for their customers.
I saw that the concern of the opponents of the Salt Lake City idle-free ordinance was property rights. And I thought there was probably a way to give a nod to respect for property rights, but also respect a local jurisdictions, a local city's desire to provide for the health and welfare of its residents.
McAdams notes the city gets to decide whether a business's anti-idling plan is adequate. Anyone on private property that's not accessible to the general public, like a driveway, could not be cited. The bill, sponsored by Republican Representative Wayne Harper, originally barred cities from enforcing anti-idling ordinances altogether. Harper argued cities were overstepping their bounds by passing them.
It doesn't rain in Salt Lake City as much as they need to. They wanted an educational program is what they've advertised, but now they want to have an enforcement mechanism on private property. We gave them a pretty good win on the enforcement on private property, but there's opt-out provision, so overall I think it turned out okay.
The bill now allows minor fines, similar to parking fines, to be issued after three warnings, which McAdams says was a hard sell for Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City Council Vice Chair Charlie Luke says the city's preference obviously would have been to let the ordinance stand as written.
The ordinance is still alive. We're still able to have that education component that I think was the most important thing for everybody. And so I think it absolutely does have teeth. I think we still have the chance to educate people, so I'm very satisfied with it.
House Bill 104 passed the Senate unanimously. Now the House must approve the amendments before it goes to Governor Gary Herbert. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.